I'm Joe Catalano with the QATV News Update for Thursday, July 8th. The new DeCristofaro Early Learning Center in Quincy will begin to take shape later this year. School officials say construction will begin on the new facility on Old Colony Avenue in September or October, with the goal of having it completed by the spring of 2023. The new center will accommodate 300 students in grades pre-kindergarten through 8th grade. Quincy School Superintendent Kevin Mulvey hopes to bring school bus service back to pre-pandemic levels in the fall. Mulvey says the district is actively recruiting bus drivers and bus monitors in an effort to restore bus service to provide more transportation for students. Mulvey also says the district will purchase 3,000 more Chromebook computers in the event remote learning is needed again. 46-year-old Zhu Tan Zhang of Quincy faces weapons and motor vehicle charges after a traffic stop in Quincy early Wednesday. Police say they found a handgun, ammunition, and $38,000 in cash when they stopped Zhang for speeding on Newport Avenue. He's also charged with driving after his license was suspended. Reminder that curbside collection of trash and recycling in Quincy is delayed one day this week due to the 4th of July holiday. I'm Joe Catalano with the QATV News Update for Thursday, July 8th.